Blog Talk Radio.
I listen to that song a lot of times, and just listen to it right then, you know. I know that Sam Cooke, if you can hear me, Sam Cooke was singing that song a long time ago, you know. But some of the verses of that song, man, just see, he's afraid to die because he didn't know what was going to be up there. You know, I don't know how people on earth right today has been around long enough to know that there's somewhere that we have to lay our head. There's something we don't have an opportunity to say yay or nay once it happened. But we can alter it right now by accepting our Lord and Savior as our Savior. Accepting Him as our Savior will block a lot of this thing we call misunderstanding on this side. You know, a lot of people think that there's only that you do when you believe that's it, but then that belief changed some things in your life. It changed you to try to live holy and try to get yourself closer to the Lord. Not saying you're gonna be perfect, but you look at this view a little different. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for even when I was hearing that song, I just started thinking about it has a good sad saying to it, but all at the same time that there is a mystery to a lot of people when their faith is not in God. I really believe if you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection, the Bible said that you will be saved. Now, what makes us, again, let me say it again, it don't exempt us to just do what we want to do because Jesus paid it all. Because Jesus is not going to do it but one time. He ain't going to come back and try to do it all over again. That's why we're dealing with this Revelation chapter 20. That's why we're dealing with it, because we know that a lot of people that put people to the shame with it, you know. That's just scaring people, as they say. But if you in Christ, if you love God, and you see God for what He really is, Revelation won't even bother you. The only time it bothers you when you don't have this relationship with Him. When you have a relationship with Him, what I mean by that, you know Him for yourself. Not that I can get you there. Not that anybody can get you there. But we can try our best to persuade you to believe in Jesus and salvation. That's what this ministry is about. This whole ministry is about being that light to someone, showing them that this end is going to come one day. And you ain't, I don't care how good you are and how bad you are, every man will leave this earth. Every woman will leave this earth. Every child, everything that you see before you right now will leave this earth. And this is our preparation time of where we're going to live. Or you're going to live eternally in hell, or you're going to live eternally with God. And we believe, as the writer always been presented to us a long time ago, that man will have that own choice. He's not gonna force you, but I'm telling you, you won't be the one to say I didn't know, because the word gonna go forth, and you'll see perfect when we get to these scriptures. You'll see what He's trying to do to us. Let us get it right while we can. Somebody said, how can you get it right? Well, one thing you can do, be sincere about when you ask Him to come in your life. Be sincere about asking Him to change your life and watch Him make all over again, whole again. Somebody said, well, I mean, I'm going to be perfect. Nope. Nope. Scripture said it. All have came short of His glory. Not one of us is righteous before God. We all have sinned and came short of the glory. Every person that you put your eyes in that have failed this test, because Adam started it. And ever since then, we were born in sin and shaped with iniquity. That's why we want to get reborn. That's why we want someone to lead us back to God. Some of us have been around long enough to know that I was glad when someone helped me to see God different now than I do when I first started this thing out. When you first started out, you run kind of fast, Reverend. You run real fast, you know. And then sometimes you outrun what God wants you to do. But when you get a little older with it, you know, you slow down and you wait. It was old story, Reverend. I seen one day the man was up north and it was snowing, man. And he had his son with him, Reverend. And the son was following his dad, you know, and the dad kind of had a couple of steps on him. And the dad was walking. So his son, he seen his son back there trying to walk in his step. So he kept jumping up and trying to get to his, reach to his steps, like his daddy had a long step. And he seen how he was stumbling and falling. So he shortened his steps up so his son, Reverend, can keep up with him, Reverend. That's what this ministry is. We don't want to try to outrun nobody. We ain't trying to say we know everything. We ain't trying to say we're a scholar by none. But we know that the word of God is real. If you'll read along with us and pray along with us, you'll see what God has for you as well. We believe that he speaks to every man with a willing heart. We believe that he, matter of fact, he's already spoke to you before we probably even heard of God's plan. God has spoke to you. So we try to be that water. What you talking about?
Right.
You already have a seed there. You have a seed. No one can say that you have never been. Now, what you do with that seed is what's going to be the problem.
That's
right. The Bible said one man plant the seed, Reverend, and another man add the water.
Mm-hmm.
But only God can increase it. We can't make you do nothing. We can't make you believe in us. But what we can do is encourage you and persuade you that Jesus is salvation. What do you think about it, Reverend?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's it. Thank God. We thank God for another opportunity that he blessed us together. And truly, you're right. He is our salvation. You have accepted him. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to look into Revelation. But I tell you one thing, give me comfort. When you've been trying, and this book of Revelation, it's a revealing. But when you've been trying and when you read that the bride has made herself ready, it gives you comfort that you have made yourself ready. You don't have to worry about it. It's like when you're at home and your parents tell you, now I'm going to go away. I'm going to work or whatever. And when I get back, I want these chores done. But you you long for them to come back because you want them to be proud of you if you did your chores. But if you ain't done your chores, if you ain't been doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's when the worry comes. you don't want to see them coming because you know you haven't done what they told you to do. And that's what it is.
There you go.
Oh, praise the Lord. It will give you that comfort. Yeah, you know, you're not going to always be perfect. You're not always going, you may stumble a little bit. You may fall. You may do not as good. But the best thing you can do is keep on trying. Keep on, though you stumble, keep on trying. Though you keep on repenting, you keep on turning from that. After a while, you find yourself getting just a little stronger. You find yourself, though you have a little strength, but God will add unto that little strength that you have. Praise the Lord. That's why we gather together, that we may trust in him, lean on him, depend upon him. But that the things that he give us, just try to do them. Praise the Lord.
Well, Rev, let's get on in here. Revelation chapter 20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Verse 7. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord, just lifting you up, Lord. Encourage the people, Father God, that the time is getting very short now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us got more time behind us. And we got before us, Lord. So, Lord,
yes.
If we try to get and be encouraged with one another, we ask, Father God, as we decrease at this time, that you increase, Lord. Lord, we come lifting you up, knowing that, Father God, that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, Lord. So we come right now asking you to have thy own way, Lord. Bless us in this service, Lord. That you will be edified, Lord. Manifest yourself in here. So once someone must ask, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I turn this thing back around? Let it be done through the teach, preach word, Lord. Let it be as we converse, Lord, as we have a dialogue, that someone might ask that question, Lord. Then you will hear the call, Lord. And, Lord, you will receive the man, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you right now, move, Lord. Move in your word, Lord. Hide us.
Yeah.
Try to convey this word, Lord, and speak to your children, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. And we ask him these all his blessings in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. And amen.
Praise God.
For the little recap here, you know, we started this out Monday. We're dealing with the millennium, that one the 1,000 years that God had put Satan in a bottomless pit. And then I like to bag up just to get a little something, maybe just to get a little something to just to let you know that what was going on while the devil was in this pit, you know, but what he was trying to do, because he was trying to win some souls, right? And God locked him up, right, for 1,000
mm-hmm.
years. But I wanted to recap this thing. I'm going to go back to verse 5, if you don't mind. Stay with me when I go there. Pray along with us if we go to 20, Revelation chapter 20 and 5. Look what it said. He said, but the rest of the dead and alive, he said, not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. I love this book. Look what it said. He said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. Of one such as the second death had no power, but they should be the priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years expired, Satan, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, shall be loose out of prison. Prior to that, I guess I should have went to 5 or 4, but prior to that, we find out that there's going to be some people that he's talking about right now didn't receive that mark, Reverend. Didn't receive to do that. For this, let me go and get for it to make sure we got it right. And I saw a throne, and they that sat up on the throne, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw a soul of them that were beheaded, here we go, for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast. He said, neither his image, neither they have received his mark upon the foreheads, right, or in their hands, and they live in the reign with Christ, 1,000 years. And that's why I wanted to get there. I wanted to bring that out because I want you to know things that took place now. Now, all the will of man had came forth now. Now, it was some people at this time was getting beheaded. Oh, here we go. There's some people going to be at this time going to get some things that what we call amputated. I'd rather go to heaven, Reverend, with my head and my arm, and did all my members working and go to hell because I didn't do what he said. Is what, forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I have done. I believe in your death and burial resurrection. There's people struggling with that right today. Not that you're going to live perfect, Reverend, but what it is you have accepted him as your Lord. And once you accept him as your Lord, it don't exempt you from making mistakes, but it does cause you to get on your knees and ask God for forgiveness. It does cause you to consider the things you're trying to do in the flesh, knowing that one day God going to have this time. And he's going to let the devil do what he do. But now he had locked him up, and he told us about the first resurrection. And prayerfully, some of us going to be in that first resurrection, Reverend. First one. Some might not. Might have to be in that second one we call the second death. Then you're going to be tempted again. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that's why we get into verse number 8, that there was a war for the go, and we call this Armageddon. For the right and the wrong, Reverend. And he's finna judge some things, Reverend. Look what he did. And I want to be careful when I say that this is Satan. He done loosed him. I mean, I want to do something. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me. I want to do something because people don't believe that Jesus was tempted, right? I just want to do this. Y'all hold your finger right there. I want to teach this, right? Watch over here, Matthew, right here. Watch over here, Matthew, Reverend 4, if you can get there. Matthew 4, chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4, if you can get there. If y'all can't get there, trust me when I'm reading or putting in your margin. Matthew 4 and 1. Look how you read. Now, look how you read. Then was Jesus led up into a wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You know what I'm saying? And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after hungry, Reverend. And when he and when the tempter came, that's what he said, right, to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, that's where we go now. If, now here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
He said, command that these stones be made of bread. Help me, Holy Spirit. The book said, but he said, look what he said, but he answered and said, it is written. I love the book.
Yeah.
He said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded after what? The mouth of God.
Now,
I want you to
know
that we reading this out of the news. We reading this out of the King James. When Jesus quotes this scripture, it's in Deuteronomy 8:3. This was the Old Testament. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So that's why we can't do away with the Old Testament, because Jesus said it is written, man don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Now, why is it? Then the devil take him up into a holy city and set him on a pedestal of the temple and said unto him, Reverend, he said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give angels charge concerning thee, and thy hand and thou, what's it, shall bear thee up, unless any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, here we go, Reverend. He said, it is written. Again, now, that's what he said. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Hey, see, we use a lot of tactics to fight the devil, you know what I'm talking about? And some of us give in to the devil, you know what I'm talking about? Because he know what we're weak in, and we give in. But Jesus did this 40-day fast, and he knew he was hungry, but he didn't know that God was giving him that strength to fight him right now. He gave him some strength. Look what this, I'm going to get somewhere now. He said, and again, the devil taking him up to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said, Reverend. Did he take him up there? And he said, and said unto him, all these things will I give, what is it, thee, if thou wilt fall down.
Fall down and worship.
Oh, yeah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, here we go again, y'all. Then Jesus said unto him, he said, get thee. That's what he said. Hence, Satan, for it is written. There goes the book again. Why we keep saying it is written? Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only, what? Thou shalt serve. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere, y'all. The reason why I came there, the reason why I said that, the reason why I said that Jesus had them locked up, we believe that's a millennium, it's a 1,000 years in a bottomless pit, and he was just falling and falling. But what Jesus did, Reverend, he had a change on him. Hey, so he know he wasn't going to run out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus was tempted too. Jesus was tormented too. But Jesus used the word against him. That's why when we're doing this ministry, it has to be the word. We can philosophize. We can come up here and tell you what our interpretation of the scripture is. And we try to do as best as our ability what the Spirit give us. But something you just read, it's a self-explanatory. He said, you don't worship no other God. Because the only God we should worship who created us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now watch this. I read all that to read this verse 11. Then the devil leave. That's what he said. Him, and behold, angels came unto him. The devil left. Let me tell you something. We know the devil came back because he got into the people. And they took him to these old kangaroo courts. You know, they got into the people and lied on them. But I want you to know the book is right now. He said there's going to be a war, and we call this war Armageddon war. And then look what I read back over here in Revelation. I want you to know even Jesus got tempted. Even Jesus got showed the war. He feel like the devil thought he had him in this weakest point, but Jesus said it is written. I want to tell you need to learn the word of God. You need to try to get some word in you to help you in times of need. Somebody said, well, I don't have that time. I can't do this, and I can't do that. But I'm going to tell you, you need to take time out to read God's word. Get some kind of relationship with God, an intimate relationship with reading the word of God. And once you start reading one scripture, you'll start reading two scriptures. One tell you, whatever, so long you read a whole chapter. Look what we just did just then. How much reading we just did. It's good for the soul. When you start reading in verse 8 of Revelation 20, so we can go and cap this thing out. And it shall go out to deceive the nation, he said, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the numbers of whom as the sand of the sea. And watch this. And they went up on a brief of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city. Look what it said now. In the beloved city, fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast, here we go, Reverend, in a lake of fire. Is that in the book? He said the fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a lake of fire. You know, is that still in the book? He said brimstone, and where the breasts of the false prophets are, and shall be what? Tormented day and night, and forever and ever. See, he came. And when he come, he wanted to destroy him then. He allowed him to have access for us in this second death if we still be here, Reverend.
Yeah.
You can get Thessalonians over there. First Thessalonians 4:11, if you feel like doing the read, because these are the things that's going to happen. If we could just get over there and read it, I want you to know this in that first resurrection, a lot of us going to miss. I know you want to understand what I'm saying, so I want to make it real plain to you that this is not going to be for the one who accepted him. This is not going to be for the one who believe in him. This is only going to be for the one who don't believe in him, who have to worry about this fire. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going on with the devil. He said the prophets, the false prophets, the one who's teaching wrong, who's teaching that Jesus is not, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the Son of God. They're going around saying that he didn't die. He just fainted, you know. And they got so many things that they try to counteract and say that he wasn't God in the flesh. But I just believe what the scripture says over here in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. If you got it, Reverend, 4:13. How did it read?
Sir. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
Yes, sir.
Concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
That's it.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Yes, sir.
Watch this here. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive. See, some of us gonna probably still alive when this first rapture coming. He said, are remaining unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. Now the ones are laying in the grave. See, everybody put everybody in heaven, but the Bible said they're sleeping right now. They haven't went to heaven yet.
That's
I know we say it a lot, but they haven't went to heaven yet. The Bible said, he said they're asleep and they're waiting. And then what the scripture said, for the Lord himself should descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead, here we go, y'all, and Christ should what? First rise. That's why rise first.
That's right.
Then we which are alive, if we remain alive, should be called up with them in the clouds and meet them in the the Lord in the air.
Lord
and
in
so
the air.
Shall ever be with the Lord. So ever be with the Lord. So ever be with the Lord. And he told us to do this here now. He told us to do this here. He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what we're doing right now. We're coming because we just read what's going to happen to this war. And it's going to be the war in Magog. Magog was a town, and God was a king. And you get a chance, you can go read Ezekiel over there, 38 in its entire. And 39, you can see how God was mad at this king. And God wanted to fight them because they were going against God's children. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I love how he does it because he brought them back up in Revelation. When you get a chance, if you want to read the some more history about the Magog, that is a town. And the king of them was God. You know, not God, but God, G-O-G. And let me tell you something. God was really mad at him. And look what he did. He said, what are you going to do to him? He going to throw him in the what? He going to throw him in this what? The fire, the lake of fire.
Yes,
him
sir.
And these false prophets. And they're going to be in torment all day long. And I want to put a finger there again. I just love teaching. I just bag up the 12, Reverend, because the devil was doing something to us, wasn't it? And look what he did over here to us in Revelation 12. The Bible said, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now comes salvation. This is Revelation 12 and 10. He said, now comes salvation, strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ for the accuser of the brethren. Here we go, y'all. He is cast down, was accused. Here we go, y'all. He said them before our God day and night. Now what God did to him?
Amen.
He's torment over here, right? Day and night. I'll teach this thing. He said day and night.
Yes, sir.
Over in verse 10. Day and night they shall be in torment day and night and forever. Over here, he was accusing us, but verse 11 told us over 12 and 11 said, but they, was overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto death. We were overcome because what Jesus did, how he died for us. So the devil, when he goes for God right now, and he tell God how Reverend did wrong, how I did wrong, or what we should have done, what the God did, he said they overcame. Jesus said they overcame. Because of the blood has covered them. Because of the blood have covered us. Now he's in this torment now. But watch this here. I'm almost home, y'all. I'm back on Revelation 20. I hope you can keep up with me. Revelation 20 and 11. He said, I saw a great white throne. Here we go, homeboy. Can you with me? Yeah. He said, I saw a great white throne. And him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. Help me, Holy Spirit. And there was found no place for them. And then I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the book was open. And another book was open, Reverend, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which was written in the book according to the word. Let me just pause for a minute. What this telling us, it don't matter how long they've been dead, how many years it has been, what status, if they was king or were they just regular people, all mankind will be at this throne, at this white judgment. And you know who's going to be judging this time, Reverend? It's going to be Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. It won't be the believers. This is for the unbelievers. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's judging the unbelievers because he made it status. He said not the book of life, but the ones who be judged, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, is the one who was in. Oh, in the books of their work. See, if you haven't accepted God, if you haven't accepted Jesus, if you haven't accepted them, you will be judged of the works of how you have done. The book, two books. We believe before Adam, help me, Holy Spirit, we believe before Adam made the mistake, every man was in the book of life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Until Adam made that mistake, all of us was reversed. That's why we had to be reborn again. Help me, Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, how can I be reborn again? Do I have to get back in my mother's womb? How can I be born again, Reverend? Hey, I'm glad you asked that. Don't you know, and I know that we had to accept Jesus. We had to accept what you just read, that verse you stopped there. We had to believe that God had raised him from the dead. People struggle with that today. They struggle that Jesus rose. They struggle with it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't exempt that you just free willy on sin. No.
That's right.
Paul said, God forbid that you live and practice sin. He said, if you sin willfully, help me, Holy Spirit, he said, you lose the sacrifice of sin. So that's a difference when a Saint Paul and someone is living in sin and don't care about nothing. See, but when a Saint Paul, he or she gets back up and asks God for forgiveness. But when someone's living in sin and practicing, they never ever ask God for forgiveness. Oh, I know.
That's right.
He said, dead, small, and great. He means all mankind. No one can be able to look at him and look at this up, Doc. No one will be able to look at him at this time and say this here. And I won't tell you this now. And I know I'm right about it. I want to say this right now with all my might and my heart. This is for the people have not accepted Jesus as Lord of their life. They will be judged out of this book. Can I read it again? He said, I saw dead, small, great, standing before God, and the book was open. Watch this, man. He said, the book was open, and the other book was open, which is the book of life. Now, watch this, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the dead were judged out of those things was written in the book according to their works. Help me. So when you're in the book of life, you don't get judged. See, our judgment's gone now. Our judgment, it's been washed away because Jesus said once he forgive you, he doesn't remember it anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. Once he forgive your sin, you don't have to go back and tell him, ask, do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? No, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I love how he does this thing. I love how he's looking at us right now. I want to tell you right now that you don't have to worry about it once you have made him your choice. Now, watch this here. Salvation should be more evidence. It should be a secret that people know that you're a child of God. It should be like you said, I'm a child of God. It should be the grace. It should be, watch this, Reverend, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance. These things should be the characteristic of Christ in you. Now, not saying that you are perfect again, but saying that there should be a change about you. It should be something that when people just can't understand, I just could take that. I wouldn't have did this. I would have did that. But once you have changed, help me, Holy Spirit, once you have made the conscious effort to change, things going to happen, Reverend. You don't remain the same no more. Doc. Used to want to do, you don't want to do it no more. You'll find yourself want to change the things you want to do. And watch it. And some of the people you used to hang with, you'll find yourself want to cut yourself from that. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to cut folks loose if they're going to hold you down into some situation that you know you got to pay late on. Now watch this. Make sure I got this right. Look what he said in verse 12 again. And I saw the dead, small, great, standing before God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the book was open. And the other book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the book according to their work. And the sea, help me, Holy Spirit, gave up the dead, Reverend, which was in the death. And death and hell delivered up the dead, which was in them. And they were judged, every man according to their work. Help me, Holy Spirit. According to their work. Somebody said, "Man, you just told me, you know, I did something wrong. I messed up." But I'm telling you, once you repent, once you gave it to God, God doesn't remember it anymore. Well, what if I made a mistake right before I died? What if I still got some stuff in my heart that I haven't gave to him. I want to tell you, I really believe if you are a child of God, before that time, Reverend, I just believe this, before that time, God going to give you a chance to make it right. Oh, like he did a while ago, the second death. He gave people a chance. He allowed the devil to run around just a little bit longer before he went grabbing him again. Hey,
Praise God.
Him in the lake of fire. Then he threw him in the lake of fire. See, people don't, you know, we call this eschatology. We call this the end time. When you hear this kind of teaching and preaching, it's talking about what's going to happen at the end. People don't mind you telling them about getting rich. People don't tell you about getting in my business. They don't mind. So you tell them where they're going to go. Who is you? You ain't God. But we just read the scripture. And scripture tells us that hell, you will be lifting up your eyes if you don't turn this thing around. Let me make sure I got it right. In the book said, in the latter part, the dead in hell delivered up the dead. They were in there, and they were judged, every man according to their word. In the death in hell was cast. Look what the book said. The death in hell was cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. I won't tell you. And I think I got it right, Reverend. Let me make sure I got it right. Let's put some context with this. Let's go to Matthew right quick. Let's put some context with this here. Let me make sure I got this thing right. Because we believe in the book. Don't we still believe in the book? We believe that God, he did this. He said, think not come to destroy the law of the prophets. And don't get that twisted now. He said, I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one jot of one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, shall to what? All be fulfilled. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend, it's been fulfilled, Reverend. Reverend, it's been fulfilled, Reverend. All of it.
Reverend.
Everything Jesus came down to do, he fulfilled it. Because the Bible said, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments shall teach what man such, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach the same shall be called the greater in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except the righteous shall exceed the righteous of the scribes and the Pharisees, so is it, ye shall in no case enter what? Into the kingdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you don't even have to worry about it. He done it. So you and I can look at him before we read this last scripture in Revelation. You'll know that what I'm talking about, this ain't meant for you if you listen to the Bible sound. This only meant for people have died and watch this, and then never believe in the death and better resurrection. Can we believe that Jesus went to hell and preached? Oh, I know right about it. And Peter, and Jesus went to jail and preached. No man would not say that he didn't hear. The Bible says heaven and earth going to pass away, Doc, but this is going to be a new heaven coming. And that new heaven, but like when they come, this is when we start dipping into this last verse. But I want to tell you, the verse 14 is real. The death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. But whosoever would not, and the book said this now, I'm just reading the book. He said, whosoever was not founded, written in the book of life, was cast. What did he say, Reverend? In the lake of fire.
In the lake.
Now, if you are founded in the book of life, you don't have no problem, sisters and brothers. But if you're not founded in that, that's when the problem comes. So we're trying to encourage you and urge you to get on board. Get on while you can get on board and serve the Lord while it is time, while yet is here that you can accept him. Because the range is going to come short. And it's getting shorter and shorter, Doc. the time the Antichrist, the spirit is doing what he's doing right now, it's going to fold. The one that's teaching that Jesus is not real is going to fold. The 1,000 years is going to expire. And the God is going to throw this thing in what he said in the lake of fire. So accept the Lord while you can. Accept him. Not saying that, I'm going to keep saying it. Not saying when you accept it, you're not going to make no mistake. But I'm telling you, the ones you do, you'll ask God for forgiveness. And soon your steps will be more closer to him. Serve the Lord, because he is good.
Yes.
He is better to us than we have been to ourselves. I thank God for the word. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I really believe that we are living in that time that if the word has to be brought forth and conveyed in a way that a lot of folks say it's fear, you know. I'm telling you, once you have a confidence in God, once you know, Reverend, that you know, that you know. Somebody said, how can you be so bold? Because I believe that God died for me. I believe he covered my wrongs, my faults, my misunderstanding. He even covered the things I don't even know I'm doing is wrong. Oh, I know right about it. And I believe that, I know I'm going to do this for my brother too. I believe that we are in that book. And he's going to tell us, my brother and sister, if you just have faith, well done, my faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
You was over a few things. Come on up. And I'm going to have you with me. Don't you know some of us going to judge? Oh, help me. Don't you know some of us, God going to allow us to do some things in heaven? I know this might be over your head a little bit, but let's pray with me when I'm saying this here. Don't you know if you have faith enough that you will be at the right hand of God? Well, why I say that?
Right.
Because we are getting prepared to do some kingdom stuff. We are we're getting prepared to do some kingdom stuff. What I'm saying is that when he said, when we just read a while ago, that if we don't scatter the sheep, Reverend, if we don't lose the people and the people hear us and they go the other way, not because they go the other way that we teach them wrong, but they go the other way around that we turn them to not to serve God. Because I believe in the logical application, if you want to say it like that, interpretation, people going to miss it sometimes, Reverend. They're going to misinterpret it sometimes. I believe that God stand before, Jesus stand before God, and he will clear that up. Because no man is wiser than God. There are some things that God would not put in man. Because if he put it in man, he will be just like that devil would. He want to be equal to God. And what God did to him, he cast him out of heaven. He allowed us to have some enough intelligence. Watch this, Reverend. Can I do this anyway? Spiritual intellect. Spiritual intellect. Not earthly intellect, but spiritual intellect that causes you to look at you and tell you, well, man, you didn't go to my school. You didn't go to Southwest Baptist Seminar. You didn't go to this theological school that, with the finest Princetons. And you didn't go to all what we know as pray when I say this, well, all the doctors that went, you know, you didn't go there. You know, I didn't see your name on the roll call. But then they looked at one time. I heard a man preach one time, and he talked about the gate one time. It was so beautiful, and the man got healed, and he started walking, you know, and he ran into it, and they knew this man was at this gate all the year. But I kept reading, Reverend, and I kept reading, and I just, it's a little verses down, and it said to them, and they was on the sideline, the Pharisees and scribes, and they looked at them people, man, and they said, how did they do this here, Reverend? He said, these people are unlearned. And one stood up and testified. He, you know, they said to him, Reverend, he said, he must have been walking with Jesus. I want to be guilty of walking with Jesus. I want to be guilty that when we conveying, you don't hear me, you hear God. I want to be so convincing to you and persuaded to you that when you hear the word and I'm speaking right now, that you feel God present, that a change come by in your life and say, I want to do better. I'm telling you, we read it today, as we teach, if I could paraphrase it, Reverend, as we teach, we're not just teaching to you, we are teaching to save ourselves too as well. Help me, Holy Spirit. We are trying to let God see us in our obedience. Hey, this is the sacrifice when we do Mondays and Thursdays, to take time out to tell you that God is getting closer. Quit being so complacent with your love. Because I'm going to say it one more time till I turn maybe blue in my face, that a lot of us can look at our age right now. We got more time behind us than we got in front of us. Why be careless with the time we have right now? God can come right at this moment. God can come right at this time. Don't be careless with your first love. Oh, how did I know he loved you, Reverend? How did I know he loved you, Reverend? Can I just be careful when I say, I love reading the Bible, though. Can I just be careful when I read it? I know you'll get there with me when I say this. I know you'll get right on. I just want to go to the one that the people say is a cliche, John over here, chapter 3.
Yeah.
It says cliche, but I kind of dabbed with Nicodemus, but let me just run in here again, verse 11 and 3 over here, 3 and 11 over here in John over here. He said, brother, I say unto thee, I'm in John over here, brother, brother, I say to thee, he said, we speak. Help me, hold it. See, that's why I love the book. See, the book ain't going to let us look like no fool, Reverend. He said, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. Reverend, you've seen some things. I know I've seen some things. But spiritually, a lot of people can't get there. But watch this, Reverend. Y'all think y'all better. No, we don't think we better. He takes the ministers and preachers and people that love God, that want to get closer. He starts revealing himself to them more. And Nicodemus wanted to see him, so he came by night and wanted to be revealed. So, but Jesus said, said, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. He said, if I have told you, Reverend Henry, if I have told you, Eric, things, look what he said, earthly things that you believe not. He said, how? Help me, Holy Spirit. Shall we believe if I tell you heavenly things? Help me, Holy Spirit. Not in the transition when I do this. He said, and no man ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, he said, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He said, as Moses, help me, Holy Spirit, hey, lift it up, the serpent. I get happy when I start thinking about this here, because I know we got to lift it up. He said, in Moses, he lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, be lifted up. Can you lift him up now?
Can you lift him up? Yes, sir.
He said, whosoever believe in him should not perish. Don't take this lightly, but have ever.
That's right.
He said, eternal life. Can I do that for me? I'm going to do that for me. There. He said that whosoever believe in him should not perish. Do you believe in him? That's what I've been trying to get you to.
That's it.
Do you believe in him?
That's
it. He said, but have eternal life. For God? Oh, here we go, y'all. I know you can handle this one here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish. See, it get personal with me. You can make it sound like a cliche to you, but I'm going to tell you, I looked the word up, cliche. I just had to go in there and compete with cliche. They just throw it around. They say, oh, that's cliche. We always hear that so many times. So I looked the word up, and the word means if you could take a phrase, you could take a statement, or you could take someone says something, and you repeat it over and over. You take the original effect out of it, Reverend. Well, to me, it's still good to me, man, when I hear it, when I read book here. Every time I read it, he is the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. That's why I can read it one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God, here we go, y'all, I'm going to go home. For God sent not his Son into the world Now, I want you to I want you to read this with me again. For God sent not his son into the world, the world, but the world through him might be what, Reverend?
You better be saved. Yeah.
That's what it's about. He came here for all mankind to live with him. But he's not going to force himself on you. He's going to give you a choice of who you want to serve. So I'm going to tell you, he didn't come to condemn. Why preachers condemn? I don't know why. Why the Baptists condemn? I don't know why. Why people in the church condemn? I don't know why. Because Jesus' ministry wasn't here to condemn you. You condemn yourself when you turn from him. But what Jesus came here to do is he did his assignment. He took death away. And that's what he did. And he got all power now. He had power
all
when
power.
He came. But he had to come get death because Adam failed. So he had to come back and take your hand and my hand and put it back in God's hand. Help me. He took death and demolished death. That's why he got the victory. When you hear the song say, victory belongs to who, Reverend? Hey!
No, it's Jesus. Yes, sir.
Not me, not Reverend, but Jesus. We just both
That's
of
right.
tell you, I'm not afraid and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That's why we preach it like we do. That's why we teach it like we do. No, we're not perfect, but we're trying to see Jesus. Hey! We'll see you Sunday. Well done, my brothers and sisters. You've been down here for a while, but let's come on up a little higher. Hey, when you hear my home going, don't worry about me, because I believe I'm going to be in there, Doc. I know I'm going to get in there, and I know my brother going to get
That's
in
right.
there. And it won't be because we were so great. It won't be because we were so perfect. But no, it was because
That's
he
right.
looked at us through Jesus, and we've been on a strong ministry, and we started following it. Because God had blessed us. No, you know, I'm going to say this here. You know, he said preachers do a bunch of lying. I can say this and with confidence. I said what God said, and if it be God's will, we'll go to the next chapter.
Praise God.
If it be God's will. Hey, Reverend.
If it be his will.
May God bless you.
Yes, sir.
May he always keep you. Is my
yes,
prayer.
Yes, sir. My prayer. I love that. That beautiful word, you know, I like how that verse 18 read, it said, he that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. And which we'll talk about those books, you know, because you have not believed on Praise God. I just seen the light blink, Rev, because he did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You know, if you don't do nothing, you need to believe. Believe that. That belief and that belief is to accept the truth. When you accept the truth, it's going to automatically make you live like you're supposed to live. When you truly accept and believe, you know, because I like how you used to say, Reb, a long time ago, like a prayer list would say anything. But when you believe when that mouth and that heart confession come through and you believe it to be true, you're going to do something about it. You believe if you go to work, you're going to get paid. You believe, when you believe action. You know, because without it, it's dead works. But when you believe something, you do something about it. You do something about it. And when you accept that truth and you know it's the truth, you're going to do the things that's going to help you spiritually benefit from it. And I like that. I like that. And you don't have to fear. As long as you've been trying, and even God gives you a chance. Look how long you've been living. How long you been living? How long you been living? That's how many chances you've been giving it. Eons, years. Years. that's the chance he's been giving, even right now. The door is still open. Praise the door is still open. He's giving somebody a chance, even right now. But we thank God today for that word, Rev. That God bless you. God bless you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come to Jesus.
We come up to time. We come to a time that, you know, if you need prayer, we want to pray with you.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. If you if you don't know the Lord, if you really don't know the Lord, and the pardon of your sin right now, we want to introduce you to Christ. You know,
what we want to do,
I'm gonna tell you right now, you give your hand to us, we give your heart to God,
yes,
and we want to introduce you to our Savior. That you all you have to do is open your mouth and confess that God had raised him from the dead and believe in this, and thou would be saved. He said, you got to believe from your heart. And once you believe from your heart, then you will confess it out your mouth. Then you'll be saved. Now, the preparation that it's going to be a little void there, because now that your voice is going to be talking to you. Man, that was just emotional, you know. Them preachers, they don't know what they're talking about. Them people don't know what they're talking about. You're going to have little bosses messing with you. But I want to tell you, get some word when someone is teaching God's word. Someone can cultivate what you want to get strength in. You know what I'm talking about? Don't thank God don't know what's weak in your heart. He knows all things. You can tell us you just smoke some cigarettes, you know. You know, you can tell us that, you know what I'm talking about. But you might have some lying in you. You might have unforgiving spirit in you. You might be a busybody. You might be a tellerbearer, you know. You might be a fornicator. Or you might be the alternate lifestyle. Whatever it is, you can come today and ask God to forgive you. And we want to pray with you and let you know. And if you just come out, you know, we come out Monday and we come out Thursday. If you can get to a church home, you know, where they're teaching the word and writing by the word and not worrying about your feelings, but teaching the word and worrying about your salvation and your spiritual man, that's where you want to be, where conviction is, not in condemning you, but to letting you know that there is hope and let you know, come, and we want to be with that. We want to do that. And all you have to do is hit the one button on your phone. Now, if there's something you was appreciating in the word, if something you didn't understand, you know, we'll try our best to go back over again. If Evie is on the front line or the back line, you know, we can do that too as well. You can hit the one button. You know, we have to always open the door. We have to always present a way for people to come to Christ. We have to present a way for prayer. You don't even have to tell us what you want prayer for. We just pray for you.
Yes, ma'am.
'Cause God will see the Holy Spirit will intercede what we don't know. He'll bring it right on in. He'll let you come on in. 214-4805. Your open.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings to you, brothers.
Oh, God.
Peace and blessings to you, brothers. Jackson. Hey, man, I really enjoyed the word. I apologize. I'm on the road driving, but I definitely. I am impressed with the word and encouraged by the word, especially when I think about what you said when God not gave up his son, just rose his son and sent him down here to this earth, not to condemn this world, but to reconcile man back to the creator. It was very wonderful to understand that when I think about it, when Moses was sent up into the mountains and Aaron was left down in the valley, and when the people came to Aaron and told Aaron, hey, man, get together. We need to do something. We need somebody to worship because Moses is gone. And while Aaron wasn't able to restrain the people in the valley.
Come on now.
Yeah, but Moses was up in the mountain restraining God for the people. And so it is showing that, again, that God is, again, an awesome God. An awesome God. Beautiful. And, again, I am just so happy that if I – had the chance to do it over again, I would definitely accept Christ again because, again, it is definitely worth it. So, again, my brothers, be encouraged. I am definitely encouraged by this ministry and by you brothers.
God bless.
Again, just to get people to understand the time is winding up. It ain't like what it used to be.
Yes,
we're getting close, and when we look at this world and how things are moving, and man, it's just, again, just living life in and of itself. Again,
well,
it's just a sign that this time is at an end. And again, I bless you, brother. My prayer is that God will forever give you the opportunity, the voice, to again reach his people. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, man. The door is always open for we. I'm gonna tell you this here. Keep us in your prayer. You know.
Yes, sir.
Keep us in the prayer. You know, because we want to be good student of God. You know. But also, we want to let you know we're not doing this for no popularity contest. We only doing this because we love people, and we love God, and we know if you have the love of God in you, it's imperative that you get out and spread His gospel, and when you spread His gospel, it builds the church, and when it builds the church, it builds us. And when it be us, one day, all this time we've been saying he's coming back. He might come in this era. We don't know. I'm not saying he can't come, but we know he can come. That's why we're trying to be prepared, Reverend. That's why we're trying to be prepared, my brothers and sisters. That's why we want to be prepared when he come. Then when he come, he going to say, I remember. That's what he going to say. The film.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
2022. 23 Central Time, 6. Oh, yeah, I remember. Y'all was on there, and I heard you. I heard you lifting me. And I heard a few people that are all over the world listening. I heard it. And some doubted, some received. But it won't be because you guys didn't put it out there. It's because the man and the child had a choice who they want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I like that brother. I don't want to tip it too much, but if I had to do it all over again, it'd be the same choice I made to serve him.
Yes, sir.
I was so glad.
Yes, sir.
I was so glad, man. I promise you, I was so glad that I got back on at the right time, man. Before I get to leave this earth, I got the chance to make the effort to change my life, man. I was so glad, man. I know this here. I'm gonna say this for the naysayer. I'm gonna say this here. I know I'm not I know I'm not better than I think I should be. How about that? But I know I ain't bad as I used to be. Sometimes we can be our worst critic on us, though. We can be the worst critic on our own self. You know, I know I should. You know, we can do better, man. But I'm not gonna say you, but I know we can.
Yes, sir.
I mean, there's some things that we trying our best not to do. You know, but then we find ourselves on our knees and asking God forgiveness for. You know, and I believe in our conscious effort that He's weaning us off the things that easily persuade us. You know, the sin is always before you. He said, don't let it tangle you up, you know. Paul said, I find myself doing things, Reverend. That's what Paul said now.
Yes, sir.
He wrote two-thirds of the Bible. He said, I find myself doing something that I know I shouldn't be doing. Can I paraphrase it? He said, but it's the sin that dwelled in me. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
what you think he gonna be at, Reverend?
Mm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Reverend, I know we can't make nobody get on, but, you know, I think we didn't put it out there, you Reverend, and if you can pray, man, I want to hear all the song again. If I can't say a word, I just wave my hand. You remember that song?
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you're talking about Jesus. Yeah, if you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. I just want to hear that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Talking about
yes,
Jesus.
Sir. Praise the Lord. Got it, man. Got it.
Something came to my spirit, man.
Okay.
I want you to pray for us, man, and pray for our brother. Just hit the one brother. one button and pray for the ones that maybe probably ain't strong enough to hit the one button for spiritual healing. So spiritual healing to me, Reverend, and you believe that sometimes spiritual healing and maybe God might move you out the body just to heal your body and place you back in it.
Yes, sir.
And then sometimes he might heal your body, just take you all the way out, you know. Mm-hmm. So wherever God does, we want to be satisfied with it. Don't question God. Just ask God for strength. Pray for us, Reverend.
Yes, sir. Praise God. Thank you, Rev, for that. And thank God's plan. Thank God for all that turned aside. Let's go to God in prayer. I feel victory, Rev.
It
seemed like the word came and gave strength. It gave a renewal. Gave a washing. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank him. As we go to God in prayer, Father God, we come. Thank you, Lord. But yet another opportunity, another chance you've given us that we gather together in the name of Jesus, that we gather together, Lord, as you consecrated our mind, you blessed us, you opened up our hearts, you blessed us to receive your word, you gave clarity of your word. We tell you thank you. Father, we would like this moment just to stop and ask for forgiveness for all sin known, the things that we know of, and the things that we know not of, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just have thanksgiving upon our hearts. Just want to thank you for a Savior that you've given unto us that will come and render salvation unto us by us accepting and believing in what he did. Hallelujah, what Jesus did for us. Oh, Father God, thank you for allowing us that you touched our minds, Father God, that you drawed us near to thee, Father, that we made choice to make Jesus our choice. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for mercy. Thank you, Lord, for grace. If justice had been served upon us, we knew our place and where we would be. But I thank you, Lord, for mercy that you granted unto us, mercy and grace that we was able to make a wise decision and make you our choice. We say you thank you. Thank you for stirring up these hearts of ours that we would turn aside and even gather together to go a little further in your word, just to read your word, Father God, gave strength, just to read your word, and the acceptance of your word made someone just a little bit stronger, made someone want to desire just even more, made someone just to want to walk a closer walk with thee, Lord. Thank you for your word, your living word that goes in, and it cleanses us, it washes us. Hallelujah. It gives the even manifestation of your Holy Spirit as we talk about you, as the Holy Spirit in us witness of the truth that's going forth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We ask you continue blessing us on this God's plan. Oh, Father, every listener that's represented and even those that are on other lines, we add a blessing for them as well. Thank you for as you allow your word to go forth, hallelujah, that more faith would be increased, that more would be accepting of thy word to not only hear it, but go forth and do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for every listener that turned aside. Bless each and every one. You know all our special needs. Take care of us, Father, like you always do. Take care of us. Even draw us more closer to thee, Father God, that we may be better stewards of thy word, that we may handle thy word, carry thy word, do thy word, and let your love be showed abroad, Father, that someone may ask, what must I do to be saved, or what must I do to come closer to thee? In Jesus' name, thank you for Reverend Brian. Give him added strength, added blessings, added courage, added wisdom, added knowledge. In the name of Jesus, also Reverend Jackson, give him his special needs, his desires of his heart, that he may go forth and be much better servants than you would have us to be. Father, you've done so much more, so we show our much appreciation by just wanting to love on you and just by wanting to bring someone else to Christ. Hallelujah. We tell you, thank you, Lord. We love you in the name of Jesus. We pray. We thank you for it all, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Who can stand?
The victory. matter what I used to be. Say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Guess who the victory belongs to? Victory belongs.
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Really soft, demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.